Masechet Shabbos Perachaf Beis Mishnah Vav until Perachaf Gimel Mishnah Gimel. The focus of the following Mishnah are the various medical or therapeutic procedures which one is or isn't allowed to do on Shabbos. Now, in general, to take medicine is forbidden midrabbanan on Shabbos, since you might come to crush herbs or to crush the various ingredients for the medicine, and that would be a melacha midoraisa. And we've discussed the various halachas early on in the Masechta. Of course, if the ill person is critical danger, then it is certainly permitted to violate any prohibition of Shabbos. Be it as it may, the Mishnah tells us that sochin mamash mishum bivnei me'ayim. One is allowed to rub oil and massage it into the stomach of a person. Some Mishnais miss out these two words, bivnei me'ayim, and they say it's referring to the entire body. But the point is, this is not considered to be a medical need. Even healthy people would do this sometimes. So as long as you do it softly and are just doing it for enjoyment, it is permitted. Avalimis amalin, but it's forbidden to massage the body very forcefully, because that is considered to be a weekday activity, which requires lots of strength as well, and it therefore comes under the prohibition midrabbanon of uvdin dechol, weekday activities on Shabbos. Vremis gordin, one is also not allowed to use a special tool which was used to scratch and scrub the body, usually when one was bathing. And once again, that is considered to be a uvdin dechol, a weekday activity. Continues the Mishnah, in yodin lekardimo. One is not allowed to go to kardimo, which we're going to understand to be referring to a specific river. And the banks of the river, on the side of the river, it was very slippery and quite steep. So it was very easy to slip there. And if one would slip, he would get very wet, because it's right by a river. So the Mishnah is telling us that midrabbanan, one is not allowed to walk there, in case he slips and gets wet. And if all his clothes are wet, then we are concerned that he might come to squeeze the water out of his clothes, which is forbidden. Ve'enosin apiktavizin. One cannot do the procedure of apiktavizin, which comes from the word apiktavizin, which means take out cooked food. And it refers to a procedure where somebody would take something in his mouth, some sort of pill, or some sort of potion which he would swallow, and it would cause him to vomit up the food which he had eaten. Now this, of course, is very similar to a medical procedure. It is very much like a curing process, and is therefore forbidden midrabbanan in case you come to crush up herbs and ingredients for medicine. Next, same in the Atzinus HaKoton, one is not allowed to move the bones of the spine of a child. If he's got some joints or bones which are slightly out of place, or need straightening, even if that can be done by hand, it is forbidden on Shabbos because it is similar to Bone, to the melacha of building. Because you're building and fixing that person's structure, his body, and it is therefore forbidden. One is simply not allowed to put back a broken or fractured bone, because again, that's considered to be building and fixing up that person's body. Now the truth is, in either of these two cases, if the person is in a lot of pain, then it is permitted to do it. And as well as that, the Gemara explains that actually, one is always allowed to move a bone which has been broken. Ends off the Mishnah. Mishnah Yodav Viragli, somebody whose hand or foot has been dislocated, and again, we're not discussing a case where he's in incredible pain. Le'yitfim b'tzeinein, one is not allowed to wash them very forcefully with cold water, because that is again a healing, curing process. But he can wash his feet in a regular way, and his hands, he can wash them in a normal way, and if it turns out that it causes him to be healed, then great, he's healed. That's not forbidden, because it does not appear to be that he is doing it for medical purposes, and so we do not need to be concerned that he might come in the future to crush herbs for the sake of medicine.